Onto our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center at fcmc.us.com. Joining me from Everybody Hurts, New Hampton, we have Audrey Drevlo. Audrey, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So last time we talked, we had the Mental Health Matters presentation at the high school. How did that go?
It went really well. Emma Benoit was accepted, and people were really drawn to her, and the turnout was fabulous at all three schools and for our community event at the high school on that Tuesday evening.
Did the audience have a lot of questions for her and that sort related to mental health?
Yes, they did. They really interacted with her very well, and she was very gracious to spend even extra time afterward with individuals that wanted that one-on-one time as well.
Well, it's very nice, very important that we have Emma joining us here in the community sharing her experiences there. So moving along to an event we have coming up here very soon. I know we've talked about it in the past. Let's, what we got coming up here at the end of the month?
Our fourth annual 5K, Their Fight is Our Fight. It is next Friday, April 26th.
All right. So what do we expect when we are out in public here for the event during the course of that day?
The registration begins at 4:30 that afternoon. The race will begin right at 6 o'clock. We also have a silent auction going on from 4:30 to about 7:15, 7:30-ish. We also have a free will meal from 4:30 to 7:30 as well. This year we're having pulled pork sandwiches, chips, water. We are having a speaker.
Cindy Tank Murphy. She is originally from New Hampton. She wrote a book about her experience with a loss to a suicide. She lost her father. And if weather permits, we're going to do a lantern release this year. We weren't able to do that last year.
Speaking with Audrey Drevlo, joining us here from Everybody Hurts about Their Fight is Our Fight event. And of course, with par for the course here with spring weather, will there be an alternate in case weather does decide to rain on our parade?
Yes, it will be. Last year it did rain and the runners still ran, but this year if the weather is really windy or cold or rainy, we will move it to the community center in New Hampton, which is at 112 East Spring Street, and the race will just start right there instead of at Mickelson Park, but it'll take the same route.
Excellent, excellent. And of course you mentioned with silent auction taking place, any information on some of the things we're expected to bid, we can bid on during the course of the day?
Yeah, we have several things. We have a big Peterbilt sign that was donated to us. We have a gift basket from McDonald's that was donated. We have a big picture type thing with Cardinals on it to bid on. There's several items to bid on. This is our biggest fundraiser of the year. Even if you don't run in the race, you are still more than invited to come out and enjoy the meal and just the camaraderie that we have there going on.
Audrey Drevlo, our guest here this morning on the Community Conversation, 95.1 The Bull. Kind of restating, and we've talked about this in the past, but for some who are kind of new to Everybody Hurts, what your nonprofit is all about when it comes to Everybody Hurts?
We are a nonprofit that brings mental health awareness and suicide prevention. We have all experienced a loss of someone to suicide that's in our organization, and we feel very strongly that we need to do this. We get information to the funeral homes for somebody that's recently lost someone to suicide. We bring in national speakers like Emma Benoit. We give out scholarships every year to those that are continuing in their education in the mental health field. We just try to work and do things for our community that we feel need to be brought to the forefront.
And as we mentioned, Their Fight is Our Fight is your big event, but you also do some things in the community during the course of the year, is that right?
Yeah, we get out into parades in the communities. We go to the Maker's Market twice a year. We really try to be active in the communities.
Very good. Audrey Drevlo again joining us from Everybody Hurts. Their Fight is Our Fight, which we currently have on our community calendar at 95.1thebull.com. Do you guys also have an event page as well that's posted on social media?
If you find us on Facebook, we are there, and it has all of all of the information that you need. You can also reach out via Messenger through Facebook to us. And if you want to call me directly, my number is 319-610-5873.
And are you guys in looking for some volunteers who maybe curious, want to learn more about the organization and maybe help you guys out?
Yes, we're always looking for people to join our organization. We have a few right now that are kind of testing the waters, coming to some meetings, volunteering some time for the 5K. If you would like, if that's something you're interested, please reach out because we're always interested.
All right, Audrey, any final notes before we part ways this morning?
Just come out and enjoy the activities and the festivities and help us raise some funds so that we can better our community by helping people.
And before I forget, you know, their fight is our fight. The funds will go back to the organization.
Yes, to Everybody Hurts. Yep.
Very good. Well, Audrey, thanks a lot for joining me here this morning on behalf of Everybody Hurts, and always a pleasure to help spreading the word about mental health within our community.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a very important topic.
Definitely. Audrey Drevlo here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. I have our Pledge of Allegiance on the way here on the Morning Roundup, and you'll find our conversation online, 95.1thebull.com.